Here are today's top stories on this Tuesday morning. On his way to U.S. military headquarters in Heidelberg in western Germany, General Frederick Croissant's armored car was ambushed today. Terrorists lobbed grenades at the car and fired guns at the four occupants. The general, commander-in-chief of the U.S. forces in Europe, says he and his wife received only minor cuts. The attackers got away. There's no clue to their identity as yet, although the left-wing Bader-Meinhof gang's Red Army faction is suspected. West German intelligence agencies have received reports that the band was plotting attacks on high-ranking Americans during the annual fall maneuvers by the U.S. Army. After a news conference, the general flew to the war games that started yesterday. The House is working on a bill which will provide a pay increase of more than 14% for all military personnel, regardless of rank or experience. Last week, the Senate approved a military pay plan designed to encourage experienced enlisted personnel and officers to stay in the service. The Senate version would give smaller increases to the lowest three enlisted grades. A group of hardline Arab nations is meeting in Libya to discuss ways of confronting the new strategic cooperation planned by the United States and Israel. Those attending include leaders of Libya, Syria, Algeria, South Yemen, and the Palestine Liberation Organization. Political sources said the meeting would also touch on increased cooperation between the Arabs and the Soviet Union. Price of gasoline in the Soviet Union doubled overnight. The price increases are the first wide-ranging jumps in the Soviet cost of living since 1979. Officials insist that the higher prices were requested by the workers. Big jumps in alcohol prices prompted a run on liquor stores yesterday. Before the price hikes took effect, business was back to normal today. Great Britain's Prime Minister presided over the first meeting of her modified cabinet today. Margaret Thatcher cleaned house yesterday. The result, a loyalist government of ministers committed to her tough monetary policies and in order to halt the recent slide in the value of the pound. The government raised interest rates today. Pope John Paul II issued his third paper on his papacy today entitled Labrum Exercens, which means through work. The document defends workers' rights to form unions, to strike, and to receive adequate wages, health care, employment, and vacations. But it says they should not struggle for political power and points out that capitalism and communism are both flawed. Seven men were burned in an explosion and a fire at a gas plant 21 miles northwest of Odessa, Texas, early today. The Ector County Sheriff said that fire at the Phillips Petroleum Company plant is now under control. Hurricane Harvey is expected to brush the island Bermuda today as the storm heads to the north. Peak winds, 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, were estimated 130 miles an hour. It's raining much of Arkansas this morning. The Weather Service says the heaviest rain before dawn was a line from El Dorado to cross it. Thunder showers broke out across the state during the night. Hot Springs police said that some streets were flooded before 2 o'clock, and a flash flood warning was issued in Garland County until 5 o'clock. The thunderstorms drifted to the southwest. A strong Arctic cold front is heading toward Arkansas, but it won't reach the state until late this afternoon. Tonight, winds will shift to the north today and pick up speed tonight and tomorrow. Rain and thunder showers will continue as the front moves through Arkansas, but there should be clearing behind it. Much cooler air will enter Arkansas tonight, with temperatures dropping to the lower 50s in the northwest. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, rather breezy and cool, somewhat cooler tomorrow. Highs today should be in the upper 70s, the lower 80s. Not much sunshine. Lows tonight will be in the 50s, and possibly some areas may have 60s. Highs tomorrow will be in the 70s. Warming trend will be up into the 80s by sometime around Saturday. Arkansas State University's enrollment for the fall semester is the second highest in the history of the institution, according to ASU President Ray Thornton. Total enrollment of 7,451 was down 164 students from last year's record of 7,615. However, it exceeded the Arkansas Department of Higher Education's predicted enrollment for ASU by more than 200 additional students. While the total number of students did not equal last year's record-setting attendance, I am very pleased that ASU was not more significantly affected by the increased cost of tuition and reduced student aid programs which have gone into effect, Thornton said. All classifications showed slight declines from last fall, with the exception of the junior class, which numbered 1,132, up 48 students over last year. Enrollment figures also included 2,975 freshmen, nearly 3,000, down 63, 1,362 sophomores, down 42, 1,082 seniors, down 20, 256 unclassified students, down 22, 644 graduate students, down 65. Appeals Court Judge Tom Glaze refused to give former Governor Orval Faubus the oath of office for his new state job. Glaze says the governor's office asked him about 2 weeks ago to administer the oath, but he says he thought Faubus would be more comfortable with someone else, and he wouldn't elaborate. Appeals Court Judge Don Carbon did the honors, says he had no reservations. Faubus was sworn in yesterday, director of the State Veterans Affairs Department. The appointment was opposed by some because of Faubus' record as a governor, especially his decision to call out the National Guard to prevent integration at Central High back in 1957. I'll be back in just one moment now with more news. Harvey N. Phillips, 58, of Jonesboro, Route 7, died at his home yesterday. He was born in Arkansas, mechanic, lived in Jonesboro for 26 years, formerly lived in Walnut Ridge. Mr. Phillips is survived by his wife, Mrs. Pauline Phillips, four sons, Albert Phillips of Gardner, Illinois, Billy Phillips of Heber Springs, Newton Phillips and Johnny Phillips of Jonesboro, two daughters, Mr. Diane Roach of Clarksdale, Mrs. Paula Witt of Kansas City, Kansas, a brother, Marvin Phillips of Perryville, a half-brother, Donnie Phillips of Little Rock, and two sisters, Mrs. Lois Malden of Pocahontas, Mrs. Alma Braswell of Mariana, two half-sisters and nine grandchildren. The services will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. Greg Fielder, Home Chapel in Jonesboro, John Kafka and Reverend Bob Heath will officiate. Buried will be in the old Lebanon Cemetery in Walnut Ridge. Mrs. Chauncey Gamble, 95, 205 North Patrick here in Jonesboro, died Sunday at her daughter's home in Jonesboro. She was born in Arkansas, lived most of her life in Jonesboro, a member of the Rock Hill Baptist Church. Survivors include three daughters, Miss Gracie Ritchie and Mrs. Mondre Wilson of Jonesboro, Mrs. Janelle Rook of West Memphis, and 10 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren. The services will be 2 o'clock today, Shiloh Methodist Church. Burial be in the Shiloh Cemetery with the Farmers Union Funeral Home in charge. Hallis Cathy will officiate. Miss Shirley May Lampkin, 38, of Jonesboro Route 5, died Saturday in St. Bernard's Regional Medical Center. She was born in Craighead County, lived most of her life here in Jonesboro. Survivors include her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Paul Lampkin of Jonesboro, her sister, Mrs. Paulette Barber, Texas, six brothers, Bill Lampkin of Maryland, Roger Lampkin of Memphis, Kenneth Lampkin of Colorado, and Tommy Lampkin, Larry Lampkin, and Jimmy Lampkin, all of Jonesboro. Services will be 2:30 Tuesday. This afternoon at the Farmers Union Funeral Home Chapel, Reverend James Wills will officiate. Burial will be in the Pine Hill Cemetery with the Farmers Union Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Services for Marine Lance Corporal Kennard Finch, Jr., 19, of Paragould, who was injured fatally Saturday in a three-vehicle accident Friday night, which was near Paragould, will be held 2 o'clock today at the Heath Colonial Chapel in Paragould. Burial will be in Memorial Garden Cemetery with the Heath Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. He is survived by his mother, Mrs. Linda McKim, Paragould, father, Kenneth Kennard Finch, Sr., of Jonesboro, two brothers, Jimmy Richardson, Jonesboro, Paul Barnhart, Jonesboro, maternal grandfather, H.L. Blanton of Paragould, his paternal grandmother, Mrs. Mary Miller of Jonesboro. Mrs. Clara Freeman, 85, Fort Smith, formerly Paragould, died Saturday in St. Edward's Hospital in Fort Smith. She lived around Paragould most of her life, was a former school teacher in Greene County. Survivors include a son, Grover Freeman of Jonesboro, three daughters, Mrs. Carolyn Bingham of New Orleans, Miss Martha Freeman, Miss Glenda Harris of Fort Smith, the brother, John Starnes of Clovis, New Mexico. Services will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Griffin Memorial Methodist Church in Paragould. Burial will be in the Linwood Cemetery with the Heath Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Services for Joseph Lee Brown, Sr., 53 of Little Rock, president of Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Northeast Arkansas and the Archer Drug Company of Little Rock, who died Sunday, will be held 11 o'clock this morning at Griffin Leggett Healy and Roth Funeral Home. Reverend Robert E. L. Bearden will officiate burial in Roselawn Memorial Park. He was born here in Jonesboro. He negotiated the 1975 purchase of the Blyville Coca-Cola Bottling Company by the Jonesboro facility to form the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Northeast Arkansas. He attended Little Rock Public Schools at Kemper Military Academy. He was a member of Pulaski Heights United Methodist Church and a good many other clubs in Little Rock. Survivors include his wife, Mrs. Betty Moore Brown, two sons, Joseph Lee Brown Jr., Michael Brown, a daughter, Mrs. Stephanie Bradley, and two brothers, John Garrett Brown and Stephen Glenmore Brown, all of Little Rock. Services for Horace Floyd, 69 of Powhatan, who died Sunday in the Lawrence Memorial Hospital in Walnut Ridge, will be held 2 o'clock Wednesday at the Bryan Funeral Home Chapel in Hoxie. Reverend Lloyd Anderson will officiate. Burial will be in the Opposition Cemetery near Raven Den, the Bryan Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements. Born in Ripley, Tennessee, moved to Imboden. He was a retired mechanic. Survivors include his wife, Mrs. Laura Floyd, three daughters, Mrs. Margaret Golden Ravenden, Mrs. Dorothy Riddle of Imboden, Miss Betty Jones Kaiser, two sisters, Miss Louise Kilburn of Kaiser, Mrs. Beatrice Morgan of West Helena, four brothers, James Floyd of Thayer, Missouri, William of Kaiser, W.T. of West Memphis, Ira Floyd, Indianapolis, Indiana. Jacksonville police have found 21 marijuana plants growing near the city sewage treatment plant. Former Congresswoman Bella Abzug will be in Little Rock later this month. She'll be one of the speakers at a rally at the Capitol. And Frank White, the governor, says he's tired of hearing former Governor Bill Clinton criticize him. I'll be back in just one moment with the late weather. Weather forecast for Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas, Southeast Missouri. A little cooler, showers and thunder showers likely today, ending early tonight. Partial clearing, wind and cooler later tonight. Partly cloudy, breezy and cooler Wednesday. High today near 80, low tonight upper 50s. High Wednesday mid-70s. The winds northerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Today becoming northerly 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. Probability of rain 70% today, 30% for tonight. Late World Headlines, General Frederick Cronson says that he and his wife received minor cuts when their armored car was ambushed near Heidelberg, West Germany today. The attackers, who used grenades and guns, got away. Members of the Red Army faction of the left-wing Badr-Imenov gang are suspected of mounting the attack on the commander-in-chief of the U.S. forces in Europe. The House continues work today on a bill which would raise military pay for all military personnel by 14% across the board. Hardline Arab forces are foes of Israel, and the United States are meeting today in Libya to discuss ways of opposing the new strategic cooperation plan by Washington and Jerusalem. Gasoline prices doubled last night in the Soviet Union. Liquor prices also went up in a round of price increases that the state insists was requested by the workers.